All right, thank you, Mr. Randy Bushover, and thank you, Buffalo. It is Joe Beamer in for the Triple Hall of Famer, Sandy Beach, here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is 912. At 920, Aaron Mentkowski will be joining us, telling us what to expect this morning. And then when you get back in your car this afternoon, what to expect. We will break it down with him in just 8 minutes. It is great to be with you on a snowy, Christmas-like December morning here in Buffalo. Now, I have to admit, on my drive in, there was no snow on the ground. I drive maybe 3 minutes down the road from Williamsville right here to beautiful Intercom Buffalo in Amherst. And it was a fine drive with maybe two cars on the road and mine. However, who did get to experience from nothing to something, Tony Caligiuri, you drove into work this morning. What was it like?
Oh, it was bad. When I left Niagara Falls, it was just a little bit of flurries, nothing to be concerned about. By the time I got to North Tonawanda, it started to pick up. And then when I hit Amherst, it was almost whiteout conditions, very slippery, cars sliding all over the place. It was kind of crazy. Sweet Home Road was brutal.
Now, Sweet Home, usually in this weather, turns brutal quickly, right?
Yeah, it does. And people, come on, you got to use common sense when you're driving. Don't cut in front of someone else. Wait that extra minute. If you think about it, it's really not worth an accident, which would, you know, could raise your rates, not to mention the inconvenience of having your car in a garage getting fixed and possibly injury. It's not worth it. Take your time. There's no need to jump out in front of traffic. Wait until you have a clear spot, then go.
Exactly. So Tony had when he got into his car, he's like, this is beautiful. No problem. Gets to Amherst off that 990. Huge problem. We're glad Tony's here ahead of schedule.
Ahead of schedule. I did make it on time.
But we would like to know how your drive-in was. Where are you right now? Are you on the 90? Can you safely call? Shoot us a text, 3930. Let us know how it is where you are. Right now, outside our Amherst studios, a pretty steady snowfall. But what is it like in the South Towns? What is it like in the city? We'd love to hear from you, 803-0930, taking your calls right up till noon on this messy, messy weather situation, which, as Tony said, be smart. You know, we're used to snow. You should be able to drive in snow in Buffalo, New York. Just use your head. If you're a few minutes late to work, I guarantee your boss will understand. You don't want to end up injured. You don't want to end up with your car in a garage and higher insurance rates. Just take it easy. We're all going to be fine. This is Buffalo. This is what we do best. You go anywhere else in the country, you say, I'm from Buffalo. They know you know a thing or two about snow and how to drive with it. Aaron Mentkowski with me after this break. It's Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Aaron Mentkowski from Channel 7, is here to talk about it. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, we continue to track that lake effect snow band now north of Buffalo. So the city of Buffalo, just on the southern fringe of the lake band, the heaviest snow now up into parts of Niagara County, Niagara Falls, picking up that snow. Same thing with Pendleton. So up along the Erie Niagara County line is where the snow is the heaviest. Snowfall rates an inch or so per hour, and you could even hear a few rumbles of thunder. The band's going to continue to slowly drift a little bit more to the north and then start to move back toward the south around lunchtime, moving through the metro area again between around 2 and 4 p.m. and then settling south of Buffalo for the second half of the afternoon commute.
All right, now Aaron, it's 9:21. Yep. I'm looking out the window. It is still snowing pretty good here in Amherst with some wind. Is this portion going to end before the evening, or is this a straight through snow?
It will end a little bit. So it's going to continue to move further to the north. So it will weaken a bit where you are in Amherst as the band kind of settles in over Niagara County, and then it will return. So you're not talking about straight snow for the next 8 hours, but the snow intensity will vary a bit. It will diminish and perhaps, like you mentioned, come to an end a bit late this morning and then return this afternoon as that band shifts southward along a cold front that's going to come through the area and give us a reinforcing shot of colder air. So highs on Friday are only in the 20s.
Hey, Aaron, Tony here. How is it going to be in Lockport and Niagara Falls? About how much snow are we expecting?
About 2 to 5 inches of snow in those areas. So the band's going to, you know, have snowfall rates about an inch or so per hour, setting up there for a couple of hours. So we'll see about 2 to 5 inches of snow. Highest amounts for Niagara County will be across the southern portions of the county, but it looks like most of Niagara County getting in on the action as well. Weather advisory is in effect for Niagara County until 4 p.m. today.
All right, so we're getting snow here in the north towns. We're getting snow in the city. Now, usually when something like this happens, it's the worst in the south towns. Is this a pretty even event, or are the south towns still going to get a majority of it?
The south towns will end up with about 4 to 8 inches of snow. Already getting reports in places like West Seneca and Eden of about 4 to 6 inches of snow. East Aurora picked up in that 4 to 6 inch range already. They're getting a break right now, but later today the band returns and they'll see another 1 to 4 inches of accumulation. So along the Chautauqua Ridge through the Boston Hills, stretching into western Wyoming County, that's the area that'll be in the 4 to 8 inch range as this band will be there later today and especially overnight.
Now, you said cold tomorrow. Any more snow to add to that tomorrow or this weekend?
Little light snow tomorrow south of Buffalo. We head into the weekend. You can't rule out a flurry or two on Saturday. Does not look like anything significant. After that, you're looking at a pretty nice, dry, tranquil stretch of weather with temperatures getting closer to normal, maybe even above normal as we head into the middle of December. So we get through today, and I don't see any major weather events on the horizon anytime soon. For ski resorts, Holiday Valley, Kissing Bridge, getting some fresh powder today should be very nice conditions for the upcoming weekend. And as we head into next week, you're looking at, like I mentioned, tranquil weather conditions.
Now, Aaron, being a meteorologist in Buffalo, do you live for days like this?
Oh, you know what? Thunder snow and lake effect snow are certainly things that I really, really do love. But I couldn't sleep too well last night because we were forecasting, really since Monday, that Thursday morning commute would be bad. So I'm tossing and turning and hoping that the forecast verifies, which it did for today. So that's good because, when it doesn't, we certainly hear all about it.
Oh, I know. I see the text board.
Yes, you get.
That's the beauty of Twitter. Now it's not just you hearing about it. We get to read the responses.
Yeah, and it's out there for everyone in the world to read, too. So, yeah, it's really nice when the weather forecast does what it's supposed to do because then we don't hear. We're like offensive linemen. You know, we only get called out for like a holding penalty when things go poorly. And today things went well. So, yeah.
Well, Aaron, congratulations. Thanks for keeping ahead of this. And we
Absolutely.
Will talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Take care, bud.
All right. Aaron Mitkowski from Channel 7. You can hear him at the top of every hour and on the 40s between 5 and 9 on A New Morning with Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski. It is Joe Beamer in for the Triple Hall of Famer, Sandy Beach, talking about what is going on out your window. Maybe you're outside in your car right now and you're like, I got to get to work. I was supposed to be there 25 minutes ago and I'm stuck in traffic because maybe some moron didn't know how to drive and now their accident is keeping the road blocked. Maybe you're just going, you're being responsible, you're going slow. But we know the road crews are out there here in Erie County. We know the major highways are getting salted.
Joe, we have a first taking place today. For years, Sandy has been going after me and teasing me that on weather events, Tony's usually home, enjoying a cup of coffee, looking at the snow out the window. Well, today, Sandy gets to experience that. So, Sandy, I hope you're enjoying your coffee and your delicious New York bagel.
I was going to say, Sandy, we know, because he was bragging about it yesterday, that he'll be home listening to us eating his delicious New York-style bagels, which Tony and I both got to sample. Delicious.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. So, yeah, pour yourself another cup, Sandy. Enjoy, and don't go out there and shovel.
I think there's one difference, though, because when you're staying home drinking coffee, there might be something added to that coffee.
There might be, but not with kids. I really can't. Because that would mean that they'd be home with me, and, well, they're in school today.
Yeah, all schools except for Eden, open, ready to go. And as Aaron said, the snow is going to continue for another hour or so. We're going to get that break, but just in time for that afternoon travel, the snow will kick up again. So, you know, hey, take it slow. Keep the lights on. I think something people forget when it's snowing, lights go on. Don't make your car even more invisible. Lights on, drive safe. We're going to get everyone to school. What is it, or to work, I guess now. What is it like where you are? 803-0930. What is your biggest pet peeve when driving in this? As Tony mentioned, there are people that just, it's like summer came and they completely forget how to drive.
Oh, they cut you off. They don't give you enough room to stop. And people that don't clear off their back window. How do you expect to change lanes if you can't see what's behind you?
That's another thing. Take the time. I cannot stand when I see a car that not only has their back window still covered in snow, the hood of their car covered in snow, the top of the car. When you drive a small sedan and the top of your car is covered in snow, that is a pain in the you-know-what for the person behind you who's that all that snow is now blowing into their windshield. So you know what? Put the gloves on, bundle up a little bit, and get your car completely cleared off before driving. Again, we live in Buffalo. I shouldn't have to tell you this.
Keep this in mind when you're driving, especially on the two-way. Give the tractor trailers plenty of room. They need room and space to stop as well.
Exactly. It's a bigger truck. It's going to take a little longer. And you know, you don't want to be right next to a tractor trailer in this.
Don't be Clark Griswold to get underneath it on Christmas Vacation. I just watched that last night and I can't stop laughing.
See, now, Tony's watching Christmas Vacation. I was by myself with a glass of wine watching Hallmark Christmas movies. Yep. That was me. 9:29. So again, you know, what are your pet peeves in this weather? This is really the first big event that wasn't just the South Towns. We're getting it here in the North Towns, Southern Niagara County, the city, downtown Buffalo, which I have to say looks beautiful when the snow's falling. But I know it's not as beautiful when you have to be down there, when you have to drive. So I want to hear about your morning commute. What was it like? What is it like currently where you are? And yes, what's your pet peeve? What is when that first snowfall is when you have to go, you actually have to get in your car and drive somewhere. What is your pet peeve about people's driving? The mistakes you see continuously from now until April. 803-0930. Shoot me a text at 3930. We will keep you updated all day, all morning, all afternoon, all night. We will be here for your snow coverage on News Radio 930 WBEN. Get into that. 9:37, Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you haven't opened the blinds today or your eyes, it's snowing and it's snowing pretty good outside. We still have people on the roads, still slow travel. The wind is picking up, blowing some of that snow back on the road. So please, everyone, be careful. Stay slow. You're going to get there. You know how you won't get there? If you hit that gas a little too hard. You're probably not going to get there then. You're going to slow yourself and everyone else down. So just take it easy. We're all in this together. Leave 9:30 a.m. on. We're going to get you everywhere you need to go today. Taking your calls, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone. I want to know how your drive-in this morning was. Where are you right now? Are you stuck somewhere? What's it like where you are? And your pet peeves, right? This first snowfall, it seems a lot of people forget how to drive, right? They get in their car and they're like, driving in snow. I've never done this before. It seems like the 3 or 4 months of summer has just erased any recollection of snow driving you ever did. So I'd like to hear that too. 803-0930. And again, if anything happens on the roads, we'll let you know. No after school activities canceled as of now. Again, Eden was closed today, but if you didn't know that by now, your kid pulled a nice prank on you. Let's go to Becky in Cheektowaga. Becky, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing great, Becky. What's it like where you are?
Well, it's snowing lightly. Visibility isn't bad. I mean, it's pretty good. I'm a school bus driver in a suburb community, and I just wanted to call and talk about my pet peeve. I had a lot of drivers this morning while I was driving my school bus just cut in front of me, just come out of businesses, come out of side streets. And, you know, I realized the public doesn't realize that a school bus traveling at a certain speed needs almost the length of a football field to come to a complete stop. Granted, that's not the case if we're doing 35 miles an hour, but we cannot stop on a dime. So be cautious. You see a school bus coming down the road, don't just zoom out in front of them and cut them off. You know, there are children on board. Anything could happen. You would be responsible for that. Plus, you know, you cut me off, you're in front of me. I've got your license plate number. If you cause a situation that's hazardous to the children on my bus, I turn that into the authorities. So, you know, I would encourage everybody to please, please be mindful that school buses cannot stop like your car does.
Isn't it amazing that, I mean, I don't think anyone should do that to a regular car, but they see a school bus and they still feel the need to just get right out in front of you, especially in weather like this?
Well, because it's a bigger vehicle, nobody wants to be stuck behind a school bus. One, we're making stops. But two, you know, it's a higher vehicle. They can't see what's in front of them. And that makes people nervous when they're traveling in weather like this. But, you know, again, take your time. Like you said, what's a few more minutes on a day like today? You know, it's not like your boss is going to fire you, you know, because you're a few minutes late because of the weather. You know, it's for your safety and the safety of everybody on the road and the children on the bus, you know. So it just please be careful and be mindful of that.
Becky, well put. Now, I do have to, you're a school bus driver. I have to ask you one more question. How many times, because this annoys me as a passenger in a car, how many times do cars just completely ignore the stop sign when you make a stop?
You know, you'd be surprised more often than you think. I can be stopped at a four corners intersection with my red lights on, letting a student off the bus, and people think because they're making a turn that they can turn and go through my red lights. Or on a major road in my community, a very busy major road. People just, they coming towards you. They don't think they have to stop. They just go right through the red lights. And again, that student might be crossing the road. You don't know what's happening, what's going on. You need to stop. You see those red lights anywhere, a parking lot, anywhere. You need to stop because we do get your license plate number. We do send it to the authorities because the safety of our students is utmost to us because we all get to know our students. We all care about them. We don't want anybody to endanger themselves nor the students on our bus.
Exactly. You're not in that much of a hurry. You know, you have to, it disgusts me when I see it. And like I said, I'm sure you see it more often. And that is sickening that someone thinks their car, wherever they're going, is more important than the potential child that's crossing the street.
Yep. And you'd be surprised. There are repeat offenders, you know, and you're putting your hand out, stop, stop, stop. And the red lights are going and they just look at you and just keep going. You know.
Awful. Becky, thank you so much for the call.
Becky, that's when you hope that there's a cop nearby to give them a ticket.
Well, as Becky said, these buses now, they get your license plate.
Beautiful.
So you're not getting off, which is great because, A, that shouldn't be the number one thing on that person's mind is the ticket. It should be the life of the child that
exactly.
might be crossing the street. There is a reason those stop signs come out and the lights turn red.
Some area, I can't remember where I was reading that, if you pass a blinking sign there on a school bus, you'll lose your license.
Good. I think you should.
I like it.
I think you should. You cannot see the child in front of the school bus trying to cross. There's a reason that bus still has the sign out. The driver sees everything. Wait until the bus starts moving. You're not in that much of a hurry.
No, you're not.
Not at all. 803-0930. Becky, great way to kick off this morning. Let's go to Penny on a cell. Penny, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Penny. What do you got for us?
Awesome. I've left Orchard Park. Roads were down to pavement. Smooth sailing all the way up until, wow. Okay, I just had to hit the brakes here. There's a couple cars that have just, they're in the left-hand lane now, right by Galleria. I think the salt shakers that are in the right-hand lane are slowing everything down. And it's still down to pavement, though. Just a little bit of a bottleneck right here now by the Galleria Mall, exit 52E, little bottleneck there. But right now, it's still down to pavement and moving along. Just some salt shakers in the right-hand lane. I can see them up in the right-hand lane, and they're the ones that are causing the slowdown.
Well, you know, it's good that they're out there cleaning the roads off, so we'll start from fresh this afternoon. But yes, be cautious. I'm looking on my map right now. We are a little slow by that Galleria exit, so just take it easy. Take it easy. They're just doing their job.
And my pet peeve is I give the car in front of me plenty of room for stoppage, but the guy behind me who's on my rear end is just going to smash right into me.
Exactly, right? It seems like if you're doing what's right, the person behind you doesn't realize the road's slick and they want to be able to read your license plate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why the only things on the back of my car are my license plate and a VT sign. You don't need to pull up to read my bumper sticker. Penny, thank you so much for the call. That was Penny on a cell opening up a line for you at 803-0930. We are talking about this morning's snowstorm that here in Amherst, still going on. We still have snow falling. As Aaron mentioned, right now it's north of the city in Niagara Falls, but it is going to move back down here, dissipate a little bit, but then we're in for it again for the drive home. So we're not out of it yet. 803-0930. Also want to know your driving pet peeve in this weather. It seems every year the first snowfall brings out the worst in Buffalo winter drivers. Can't wait to hear from you. Sharon and George, you are next after this on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Joe Beamer in for Sandy Beach here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Always a pleasure to be with you, Buffalo. Always a pleasure to work with Tony Caligiuri and Franca Curry today. We are taking your calls on the snow outside. What was it like for you this morning getting this? For us in the North Towns, this was really our first big snow event that impacted our driving. You know, so what was it like for you? Is there anything where you are right now that you're noticing that you think you should report? Feel free to call anytime, 803-0930. And your pet peeves, your driving pet peeves, it seems to become very apparent this first snowfall of the season that people over the summer completely deleted. I don't care if they're 50, 60, 70, their years of snow driving completely deleted over the summer, and it's just out the door. They get in that car on the first snowy day and drive like it's 70 outside and the roads are smooth. 803-0930. We will start with Sharon in Buffalo. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I want to say thank you for what WBEN does during any weather or traffic emergency. I'm sure you save lives and you route people around someplace they don't need to be. I really appreciate it. I think every time we have a weather emergency, that's the first place I would listen to.
Well, Sharon, we appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Second of all, I hate people who don't brush their car off, especially their headlights and their taillights. I have no idea they're going to stop because I can't see their taillights. Second of all, people who tailgate. And the biggest offenders, as far as I'm concerned, are like these F-150 trucks. When they pull up behind me, the only thing I can see is the hood of their car. I can't see their headlights. The rule is you should be able to see at least a foot behind their rear tires. I've been rear-ended 3 times. I am not looking forward to number 4.
Oh, I hear you, Sharon. I've been rear-ended twice, but both times were in the summer. It was just someone texting, not because of the snow. But isn't it amazing? Like, for me, I don't want to be anywhere close to another car, which is why my schedule's great, when I'm driving on a slick road. I want to be as far away from you. And these people have so much trust, I guess, faith in the road, that they'll be able to stop on a dime when you stop.
Well, I stop far enough so that if I do get rear-ended, I don't hit the guy in front of me.
Well, that is very nice of you, Sharon.
They are so close to me that I can't even see the grill on their truck. And by the time I get home, I have such a stiff neck and I'm so tense that I need to take a couple of aspirin. It just drives me crazy. What is the big hurry? If you're going to get there 10 minutes later, So what?
Exactly. And, you know, we all, I believe we all have windows in our houses. We all know when it's snowing out. So, you know, either account for the time or expect to be late.
Well, it's not even just winter. They do this all summer, too. I look out my rear window or my side view mirror. I can't even see the front of their truck. They're so close to me. And there's no reason for that. You're not going to get there any faster if you stay a little bit behind, especially so that if you get rear-ended, you don't hit the guy in front of you.
Exactly. Sharon, thank you. Great call. 803-0930. You're driving pet peeves, especially in this weather. When people finally decide, hey, I'm going out driving in the snow, it's like they just forget. They forget how to drive in snow. Now, a certain person who I know has driven in snow before, now he might have forgotten what it's like. It's been a few years, I think, for this person when driving in snow. Our good friend Terry in Texas. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Joe Beamer, living the dream. Love it.
Now, Terry, you've driven in snow before when you were up here, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an art. There's an art to that. You know what I mean? Over here, I think we're forecast for like a 16th of an inch of snow coming up, and you can already see the panic on the people's faces because they definitely don't know how to drive in snow in Texas.
The city's shut down.
Yep. Straight panic mode, like hazards on, 15 miles an hour. And then you got some people who think they know how to drive in snow, and they're doing 90.
You know, it's funny, Terry. I was visiting my grandmother in Richmond, Virginia. This was when I was still back in high school, maybe college. And they got a little bit of, like a dusting of snow. And I had not woken up before the snow had melted. And I come out, I turn on The Price is Right, because when I wasn't in school, what would you watch? The Price is Right. And I see all these closings. And I say to my grandmother, why are all these schools and businesses closed? And she said, oh, well, it's bad outside. We got a lot of snow overnight. I'm serious. I'm looking outside. There might be a little dusting on the grass. I can see grass peeking through the snow and clear pavement. But the city, no one was driving in Richmond, Virginia that day. It's just funny how different it's treated here compared to there.
No, that's literally how they do it. Especially out in Lubbock, like any sign of snow whatsoever, and they shut the city down. Schools, everything, like it's done. So I was going to give some advice to Sharon there. I was listening to her plight. Two words, brake check. I teach her how to do the brake check, get some of them people off your tail.
Yeah, that's a great idea. It will scare the person off to maybe give you a little room because this person is unpredictable.
My thing is like in snow, obviously, with the, you know, it's a little harder to stop, obviously, things like that. You know, my pet peeve, I'm on the road all day, 10, 12 hours, so I might as well be a trucker instead of an HVAC guy. But turn signals, people, you got to let the person behind you know what you're about to do. Why are you slamming on your brakes, you know, to make a right-hand turn or something? That's my big pet peeve is people don't. They don't utilize their turn signal, and that's a real simple thing to do. So, you know.
I was going to say, you probably see a lot of just crap driving every day in your profession.
No, it's pretty bad. I mean, like right now, I'm going on a three-hour hike, which is awesome. So I'll get to listen to WBEN for 3 hours straight and not have to worry about, you know, turning it off to talk to, you know, my customers or something. But, you know, I go, and I'm in a marked vehicle. So people take advantage of that. They'll slam on the brakes in front of you. They'll cut you off. They'll ride your tail. They'll do whatever they got to do because they know I can't do nothing about it.
Hey, Terry, sounds good. Thanks for checking in. That's our good friend Terry in Texas. George, Angelo, and Claudia after this on News Radio 930 WBEN.